I was somewhat surprised when I arrived, but that's normal. Pastor Dawn, his committee, or his staff to the city houses, churches of Sacramento. Now, the reason I'm having problems moving around, I bumped my knee at the church office, the chair of the church above me. I didn't fall, I just bumped it, and I've had serious problems with my knee. And this helps me, but I discovered that it helped me more than one way. Can be used for two. I just thought you need to lie. Now this is quite an honor for me. I was asked before when my schedule is such that it's not always that I refuse to come to things or go. See, sometimes I just cannot go because of the circumstances and the schedule that I have. Now, I was asked earlier, had I retired? And yes, I have. I retired years ago from what my cultural community said. I retired from that because it had no value for me. I am a lover of God, no hiding. Trust him. I don't hide it. I don't like drama. And I don't create any. Like I said to Pastor Robles, a man said something to my wife, and I said to him, I am saved, but not destined. You know, this is my wife. I'll stop preaching for an hour and take care of you and then come back again. You were really too saved to do that, but I'm not. If Jesus can use a whip, I can use a cane. Now, I thought really I was on a pound today. So I can just turn this into a pound, right? But then the advertising script says an encouraging message. One of the things that helps with the message to be encouraged is that the congregation, and you don't need to tell me, I know all about the cultures. I know about the cultures in Europe and America, South America. That has nothing to do with Jesus. Culture, our culture in America has really destroyed our power in Christ. Now, I preach the truth because I'm going home. No, I'm going to another conference this afternoon. Then I'm going home. And so I don't have to go home with any of you. My job is to tell the truth. Father in heaven, speak to me out of your word. Guide me by your power and spirit. In Christ's name. One of our staff members is here. Quick to, we got some members, preacher members. Dr. Sun is over here. We preach to that. Now, I switch. And preaching, I learn some things. It's nice sometimes to read the text. I'm not against that. But sometimes it's better to have people to read it themselves. At least they'll know where to find it when they want to read it again. Amen. Today I'm going to talk from a friend, Psalms 78, verses 40 and 41. And out of these verses, when you read them, I'll get my subject. Are you limiting God? Now, prior to I'm thinking about city pastors luncheon, getting together. Some of you are not aware of this, but I tried this 30-something years ago, Brother Lavalais, and the only two churches, Caucasian churches, as you call it, that participate or would participate was Pastor Rick Cole and his father. His father didn't go as far as his son, but that was a different story. And then there was a Southern Baptist church on Fruit Ridge. That pastor, we used to exchange, not pulpit, but we bring the congregation. I take our congregation to Capital Christian Center and preach in the evening. Pastor Cole would come to St. Paul. And if you know anything about denomination, that was unheard of. And you don't need to say amen if you don't want to, but I'm still here. And the church on Fruit Ridge, some of you remember, that pastor moved into heaven with Southern Baptist to help them in their retirement department. The church was fine. They did whatever you can name. We enjoyed each other. And then when he left, they called another pastor who knew everything. And that's why they kicked him out after 2 years. I maintain that it's not good to know everything. That says to me you don't know much of nothing. So I want to talk about today. Are you limiting God? I've come to the conclusion for some years now. I was reared in the southern part of Mississippi. And then I went to Chicago. I had choices to go to Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, and New York. And so I chose Chicago because I had three brothers there and two aunties. I left Mississippi on Sunday and went to work on Monday. And I haven't stopped working since then. I've been working just a few years. I don't want to tell you how many, but I've never got nothing. Nobody ever given me nothing for nothing. I've worked hard all my life. Now I want to tell you a story as I move into my message. I got married early against my parents' will, and they wouldn't sign for me. And they were right. But I was in love. And you all know, you don't pretend. You're not that holy. You all know when you get in love, you can get confused. I'm not talking about God love. I'm talking about human love. Well, let me put it this way. If you get in love with your mate, you can get confused. Brothers, you all say amen. And so, my oldest brother, I was his favorite. Him and his wife signed for me to get married. And my mother said to him, if there are some needs, you better supply them. Because if not, then we'll come to God where you are. Now, I was reared how to work and be responsible. I maintain that our family structure that is falling apart for the last 40 years has to do with the government. The government messed up our family, and we went along with it. Let me put it this way. Let me help you then. Let me put it down in front of you. I was living on 20th Avenue. My son had guidelines, and if he would break the guidelines twice, I constantly didn't talk with him. The third time he broke the guideline, I whooped him. That was the rule in our house. And so I was whooping him in the front yard. Two sheriffs was coming by, and they jumped out of the car with pistols. And they said, "You are abusing your son." I said, "Well, the reason I am, I don't want him to ride in your car." So they handcuffed me. And my son was 13 years old. He jumped on water. And I just whooped him. But they're taking his daddy away, and he jumps on one of them. Now, let me explain this before you take it out of context. He jumped on them because they were messing with his father who loved him. So they took me around the corner, and they said to me, "We can take you to jail." I said, "No problem." I said, "The last time I read, the jail was built for people. And if you take me today and he violates the rules again, I am going to whoop him out for the third time. So you be taking me to jail often and you keep breaking the rules." So I said, "You need to break no more rules and let that be out of the car." I must give some credence to Pastor Wells when we marched in our church. Pastor Wells came over that morning from his church, stayed with us during the march, the last sermon in the old church, and in the new church, openly. Pastor Wells, I never will forget you as long as I live. Amen. Now, it's a mixed audience. That's what you all call it, right? You all call it mixed. Well, that's not the best word. If we are Christians, we are not mixed. We just brothers and sisters. And I say in St. Paul, and I've got some mail that's going to be broadcast, I said there is no such thing. I might not ever get invited back again, and I'm fine. I'm saved and full of the Spirit of the living God, and I know I have another home to go to, but I'm not worried about anything. I said, Pastor Lovely, there is no such thing. This is by man, that churches are white church and a black church. That's what it is. If God wanted a white church and a black church, it'd be in the Bible. It is God's church. And we have to learn how to change the culture. Amen. I don't have time to talk about that much today, but let me talk about something that you need to listen to. How often, my friends, did Israel provoke God in the wilderness and grieved him, friends, in the desert? Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Jehovah God is omnipotent. Nothing is too hard or too difficult or too, my friends, complicated are too confusing, are too, my friend, bewildering, are too puzzling to confuse God. God is not a person can be confused. If God can make us, he has the power to change us. And the reason we don't change, we don't want to change. I keep telling you, you quit praying to God to help you to love more. There is no such thing as theology. You can't be made by God to love anybody more. You have to make a decision that you want to love and follow Jesus Christ. That's the Bible. That's the moment to tell you. Think about it. There's nothing that is confusing or too bewildering or too puzzling for him to accomplish. So it seems rather strange that we minute, feeble-minded human being could actually limit God. Yet, apparently, we can and we problem often limits him. And I know some of you will never meet you limit God, but I know you can. Just give me a minute. The God we serve is the one who lit the flame of the sun, who scattered the stars in the sky, who upheld the planet on which we live, who set the boundaries of the ocean and who carve out the mighty mountains, who controls the wind and the waves. Yeah. Not just some of y'all don't believe, but God controls you. Yeah. I got a plan. Let me put it this way. A friend of mine lives out of state, and 2 weeks ago, his son, grown man, has a family, sitting in the chair taking a nap from the afternoon, and he died. Had a heart attack. Now, if he was in control, he would be the victim. I have a friend who's a specialist in cancer disease. He's a specialist in it. And he was living. I said, Dr. Yori, I'm having some health problems. He is one of the top doctors you can find. But he's not in control of his life. I was in the hospital a few years ago, and the doctor said, you'll be here for a week or so, and then you won't be able to do anything for 3 or 4 weeks. I said, oh, doctor, thank you. I appreciate what you're saying. So he said to me, you don't seem like you trust me. I said, now you ask me, and I'll tell you. I don't trust you. I came here to get some advice from you. Now, I'm following your advice, but I trust him who is in charge of you. The God we serve is the one, I repeat to you, and the only one who is in charge. So don't, brother pastors and lay people, don't handcuff God. Because if God said it, if God said it, he meant it. And he'll carry it out. I wish I had time to tell you some stories, but I'll tell you about that later. And who? God, who has completed, he has complete authority over disease, death. So it seems strange indeed that the psalmist could actually declare that he could be limited, yet that's precisely what he said or stated. It is not that God is not big enough and powerful enough, whereby he is able to overrule or overpower anything. Some people say, well, you know, the legislature presented a bill and it didn't pass. How do you know God didn't stop it? He gonna stop some more stuff in Washington, too. Just because a man, people make laws, it doesn't mean God has to endorse it. A lot of laws they've made, they have not been endorsed. Not in Washington, but here in the Capitol. I was down there a few days ago, and I looked at all that stuff going in the Capitol. It's wonderful, but they're not in charge. My friends, doubt, action, is always in our way. But there apparently are times and occasions when he chooses not to do that. Church, therefore, it appears that there may be some particular situation which we cannot explain today, but God is aware of everything. I was told some years ago that if you talk about God again on this job before I was asked, we will have to fire you. I was very kind, I was younger. I would say it in more of a tactful way now, but I said to him, I said, well, if you understood how I got this job, you wouldn't understand. You can't frighten me. I said, I came 990 miles and God had it waiting on me, and he would have been going to help. I'm his child. And I can tell you, I'm going to work hard, pray hard, talk about God hard. I told him what I tell you. My daddy didn't raise me not to honor God. I honor God before I ever met you. And since I honor God, you can care because you might get bothered. I went home and stressed out and told God all about the brother. Now, if I'm yours, I'm under you. Whatever you want me to do, let me know. Because That's the first job I ever had in my life. I was raised by parents that they wouldn't allow some of us to work where we live. You know what happened 3 weeks? He got fired. I didn't say a prayer about it. I just said he got fired. Do you know how long I stayed there? 8 years when I came to California. Don't ever tell me what God can't do and won't do. The issue is how much of God is in control of you. That's the main issue. Church, listen careful. Where our church is located, they said we cannot build a church there because it's in the heart of a community. Well, the land was available. The city wasn't doing anything with it. Bottles, cars parked there at night, all kinds of stuff going on. We just went, hundreds of us went into prayer. And I can tell you about what God did. Go by there and see the building is up. One lady said, well, my husband in charge of me. I said, you're in bad shape. All right, listen carefully here. Some friends, that's through whatever you've gone through with, whatever you're going through with, ask yourself, have I given this to God? Is he in charge of me? Now, friend, I can tell you this. We can limit God by doubting his promise, by putting his spirit, by defying his power, by belittling his miracles. People know many miracles today. But let me put it this way. I am a miracle. If it hadn't been for the miracle of God, I'd have been dead years ago. But 3 times the doctor said, you won't make it. Let me put it this way. They said, you won't make it. But I'm still feeling. And I hit my finger yesterday and it bled. And those doctors are all dead. I'm not many of him, my friend. But you can if you want to. You can deliver God, my friend, by defying his power, by delivering his miracles, by questioning his authority. You can deliver God by withholding his tithes. His tithe. You can give God by withholding his tithe. But when you don't pay your tithe, you are literally, privately stealing. My brothers and sisters, you've been limiting God by refusing his help, by criticizing his servants, by condemning his church, by contradicting his word, by disobeying, my friend, his commands, by ignoring his presence. You can limit God by rejecting his love. You can limit God by only dealing with certain races of people or certain colors of people. I maintain if you're saved, you're one color. And you don't have to bring out my word about it. Once you get saved, you are no longer black and you're no longer white. You are
to the same heaven.
Why don't we get stuff you've been taught. And some stuff you've been taught, you know it's not true, your dog knows it's not true. You got to move from where you used to be. And I think about what God has done for me. Thank you.